Just wanted to take some time and address the Generation Word world about the plague that is sweeping the world, or not, and put it in perspective. First of all, we will be having church tomorrow. Bible studies will continue as usual. They're not that large, so there's not going to be that many people there. Plus, a lot of people are watching online anyhow, so that's not going to be a problem. In fact, if you're skipping somebody else's church, check out generationword.com for continuous Bible teaching. There's more videos, and you'll be able to watch in the rest of your lifetime. That we've provided, but nonetheless, it will be helpful. But concerning the current plague, this is something some people have emailed or asked about. Is this the end of the world? First of all, let's put this in perspective. No, this is not the end of the world. If anything, this is a movement through nations as they're going through cycles of discipline, cycles of judgment, or just plain basic life in the world as we know it. Nothing new here. These things have taken place. Throughout ages, you go back to the 1600s, the bubonic plague, 25% of the population died in London and other places in Europe. So this is something that comes up. Go back to World War I. My grandpa fought in World War I, fought and had in France and had the influenza. He himself had it, had his lungs pumped, had a scar up until the day he died. So that was much more severe than anything we've seen and maybe likely we'll see this time around. It's going to come back. We're not finished yet. So keep that in mind. Is this the end of the times, end of the world? Is Jesus coming back? No, some things have to happen first. Again, everyone's got an opinion on eschatology, but let me put some things in perspective. First of all, the Bible makes it clear in the book of Daniel, in Matthew, in Mark, in Paul's writings, in the book of Revelation, that there's going to be some things that precede the end of time, the end of the world, the coming of Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, if you believe in a rapture, which I accept the concept of the rapture, the removal of believers from the earth, it's just a matter of what time when it takes place. If you're the pre-trib crowd, that the rapture of the church takes place and delivers the people from all the plagues, all the problems, all the persecution, that's called pre-trib. That takes place, and then the 7 years of end times begins, or the 70th week of Daniel. I'm more of the opinion that the church is going to enter into that tribulation, and that's addressed in this book right here, Titanic Faith. You can send me an address, and I'll send it to you free. The book, Hope for Mary's Last Generation, I don't have any copies left. You got to order that online on Amazon and buy somebody else's copy. But anyway, send me an address, and I'll send you this book. But the idea that the rapture takes place during the tribulation is kind of where I'm at. The church is going to face some kind of persecution. But these are the things that take place. If you're a pre-trib crowd, the first thing that's got to take place is the rapture of the church, and then the appearance of the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness that makes a 7-year treaty with Israel. Israel builds the temple. The seven seals begin to take place. I'll review those briefly with you in a moment. And then ultimately, the fifth seal is extreme persecution against believers. But again, those believers must be new believers because all the believers were already raptured at the beginning of the tribulation, if you're pre-trib. I believe in the rapture, but taking place during the tribulation. And this would take place is you've got, again, the first sign would be, the first thing that's got to take place is the signing of a treaty. There's going to be the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, some world leader that's going to sign a treaty with Israel. They're on the map today. They're in the news today. But some leader is going to sign a 7-year treaty. They're going to get the Temple Mount back and be able to build the temple. Now, that's something that's constantly been under pressure for 2,000 years. They've been trying to rebuild the temple for 2,000 years. A couple times in history, they've come close. They've even began the process. We could review all of that. But it's never been done. So these things have to break loose for the end times to begin. A man of lawlessness appears, signs a treaty with Israel for 7 years. Israel then has permission to access the Temple Mount, rebuild the temple. And then from that point on, there's going to be some things take place. The seven seals that are the first things recorded in the book of Revelation include these things. One, a conqueror comes forth, a world conqueror, most likely the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist that signs the treaty. Following that will be a period of war. Great war. The world is taken into war. Now, we've seen this before. World War I, World War II, the Crusades. So again, these are going to be very special events. You can't confuse typical historical events with these end time events. We're not seeing end time events now. We've been looking at these things emerging for 2,000 years. Like, well, it looks like it could be. Yeah, it's looked like it could be for 2,000 years. You've got to go through Nero. You've got to go through the rise of the Islamic invasions. You've got to go through the Crusades. You go through the Middle Ages. You've got all these things. Then World War I, World War II. They all look like, does anybody else look more like the Antichrist than Hitler? It's like there it was, but it wasn't. So, these things are going to continue to cycle until it's the time of the end. And we're not there yet. This little plague is not the time of the end. It's a plague. It's deadly. It's dangerous. But we're going to see more of it. We've seen it before. Nothing new here. Now, you're going to have the conquered. The war is going to go forth. And then there's going to be a time of rationing and inflation. We're talking in periods of weeks where food is going to be rationed out. And following that is going to be the fourth seal, which is going to be 25% of the world population dies because of sword, famine, or plague. Now, that is, again, not the bubonic plague that came and went. This is something coming in the future. You're not going to miss it. You're not going to get misinformation about it. It's going to be obvious. You won't need the media to tell you these things or mislead you. You're going to be like staring at them. It's going to be made obvious. Now, at that point, after that fourth seal begins the fifth seal, which is major Christian persecution. There's going to be people that are going to be executed by some kind of world organization, some kind of world leadership, and Christianity is going to be attempted to be extinguished. That's clear throughout the scriptures. Daniel, Matthew, Revelation, Paul. There will be Christian persecution on a scale that we've never... There's always been Christian persecution. There's people dying right now today in countries like Nigeria, the hand of Islam, because they are Christian, they won't convert. It's been happening for 2,000 years, not just with Islam, but in other places and other causes. Communist China, for example, or communist Russia, for example, other places. Going back to the first, second, third century, the major 10 major persecutions in the first 300 years of Christian history. But this is going to be a continuation on a scale that is attempting extermination of Christianity. It is at that time that the sign of the Son of Man appears in the sky, where Jesus, the throne, appears, the world recognizes it. That's where I believe the rapture takes place. That's where the believers are delivered, and then begins the next two phases of the seven bowls of God's wrath being poured out and the seven trumpets being poured out by God bringing wrath on the earth. Now, these are all going to take place in the future in 7 years, not the next 7 years, but in a seven-year period. I do not believe we are in the end times at this point. I do not believe we began them. If we begin them, it's going to begin either one of two ways. The rapture of the church, and then there's going to be the Man of Law sign a treaty with Israel, and they will rebuild the temple, and then the seals will begin to take place, ultimately ending in extermination. If the rapture takes place during the 7 weeks, the 70th week, the 7 years, maybe at the midway point, somewhere in there, 3.5 years, roughly, again, no one knows the day or the hour, then you're going to see first a man of lawless appear, a world leader that's going to make a treaty for 7 years with Israel, giving them the Temple Mount to rebuild the temple. That's what you're looking for. And when that temple is being rebuilt, you know you are in the tribulation. And you're going to be able to see the signs, the conquer going forth, war, inflation and rationing, and then ultimately war, a famine and plague, followed by then serious, serious Christian persecution or serious Christian persecution building during that whole time period. We are not there yet. This is just typical history. Nonetheless, we will have church tomorrow. We will have Bible study this week as usual. If you can't make it to your church, if there's too many people there, we don't have too many people at our church. If you've got too many people there, just watch online. Everything is online. I've got 15 years of material online at generationword.com, including audio, video, notes, books, pictures of Israel, diagrams throughout the whole scripture, maps of every situation in the Bible. It's all on generationword.com. Hey, good luck. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time.